in this week's Parsha, Vayeshev, which is such a dramatic Parsha dealing with Mechivas Yosef, Yosef in Egypt. So the Pasuk says that after Yosef is sold, and the brothers try to console Yaakov, the Pasuk says, Vayikum l'nachamo vayimoin l'hisnachim. The word is vayimoin. Yaakov refuses to be consoled. The pain is too great. The word vayimoin appears in the next parsha as well. It says, when the Ashes Potiphar, the wife of Potiphar, tries to seduce Yosef, so he doesn't succumb to her entreaties. Vayimoin, Vayomel Ashes, I don't know if she tells her, how can I do it? How can I sin to my master, to Potiphar? And the word Vayimoin has a shalshelis on it. So it's an extended one of the cantillations, which implies that Yosef was tempted to succumb. And miraculously, a young man completely alone in Egypt, he doesn't succumb. The Rav quotes the Gemara in his introduction to the Ish Halacha, that the Gemara says that Yosef would have succumbed, but he saw in the mirror, or he saw in the window, the image of his father. D'mus yukno shel abba nirasol b'chalon. And that image made sure that he stayed loyal to the tradition and didn't succumb. I would suggest that it might be that the image that we're speaking about is maybe in the window he saw his own reflection, and Yosef looked like his father Yaakov, but he saw within himself those dimensions of Yaakov, and he didn't sin, though tempted. That's the shalshelis. He didn't give in. So what was it that gave him the courage and the discipline not to give in? It's the other vayimoyin lihisnachim. It was the deep, deep love that Yaakov had for Yosef that it made it impossible for him to be consoled to the death of what he thought was the death of Yosef. The first vayimoyin, when he says vayimoyin in the parasha, vayimoyin lihisnachim, it was that love that Yaakov always demonstrated for Yosef, that gave Yosef the determination to stay loyal to Yaakov's tradition. D'must yukno shel abba nirasol b'chalom, and therefore he didn't succumb to Ashes Potiphar's entreaties. The vayimoyin is a shalshelis. That shalshelis, the Rav said, may represent the shalshelis HaKabbalah, the Masorah that he got from his father, from Yaakov, and ultimately going to Yitzhak and Avram Avinu. That's what was implanted in Yosef and made him this strong moral figure who doesn't give in to temptation.